Welcome to episode 294 of the McSauce Podcast. My name is Paul McGinty. With me, as always, are Ian the Sauce Sharpley.
Hello.
And Matt Cassell.
Hello.
It is Monday night, August 12th, and tonight we are going to dig deep and release our souls and show the podcast listeners who we really are and talk about the things we hate. Last week,
if you haven't been paying attention for 293 episodes,
last week we did things that we love, but this week we're really going to revel in things that warm our hearts, things we really love, which is hating things.
That's what we're best at.
But before we turn up those blazing fires of hatred, we do housekeeping with Ian Sharpley.
Hey, don't send any hate to McSauce.com. A lot of lovely strips there. And our great podcast. You can listen to it on a number of different ways. You can listen to it on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Spotify. You can also hear us on Odyssey1.com. You can check us out on a variety of social medias. You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, not Snapchat, not TikTok, none of that bullshit. You can also get some of our t-shirts and other media at tpublic.com. You can get mugs, blankets,
tapestries. That is my favorite fucking product.
Window stickers.
On tpublic, because every time I upload artwork, it's like, Zortwork's not big enough for a tapestry. And then I have to go back
it's
in.
Like,
and
fuck you. I hate this.
And be like, no way. I want tapestries available. I want a fucking wall hanging available if somebody wants it.
I want to challenge the McSauce faithful out there. Get the craziest shit out there. I know that we have fans that have gotten hoodies, t-shirts, but get something weird. Get a mug. Get a tapestry. Get a fucking bumper sticker. Whatever you want to do, go crazy. And once you do go crazy and you receive it in the mail, take a picture and send it to one of our social media sites. And we will mention you on this here podcast. So let's get into the hate, Paul.
So last week we each did two things we love, two of our favorite loves. Tonight's going to be a little more of a round table, things we hate. I think that works better for the subject. We're just gonna bathe in negativity, because what do we do better than negativity? Oral sex. But other than that, negativity on is at the other? Top of the list.
I hope
no
not.
I meant like we're all like we're all
are
really
we
good.
Are you sure we are?
We're all really good at going down, right? I was giving you guys a fucking compliment.
Thanks,
you turn
buddy.
It around like we're fucking circle bobbing.
Well, because it was a compliment out of nowhere, attached to nothing that we've ever talked about in a group, on mic or off mic. So thank you.
I don't know. I guarantee we've talked about this, but tonight we're gonna talk about hate. And
you know
let's
what I
start
hate?
With. Let's start with
just general hate.
Let's start with something that was brought up off mic before the love episode that I don't know about, but Ian has some heat for. Ian, tell me what TikTok is.
And like my hate is like general social media. And I think that really my hate is really for Snapchat. TikTok is also something that is stupid. I think it is people record themselves with a soundtrack over top and they like lip sync to whatever for however many seconds.
So
that's
TikTok.
It's almost like Vine.
A lip sync app.
Yeah, I believe
like
so.
Their shtick is, hey,
do you want to sing this song?
Do you want to lip sync to Jason Derulo? Here you go.
Yeah, my real derision is so like TikTok. Yeah. I think that that's fucking stupid. But I've never come in contact with it. My general hate is for mostly social media, mainly Facebook and Snapchat, more Snapchat. because I don't really understand. Like, I don't understand Snapchat. I get what it is. I understand what it is. I have Snapchat.
Right.
But I don't understand any of the appeal of it. I think it's fucking stupid. So you're telling me that all of your messages, all of your pictures go away. So you have conversations with people that disappear, that you can't reference. So you could be making plans and then your plans disappear. I think that's fucking stupid.
I also have Snapchat and I don't think it's for us. But I don't really know.
This isn't the "it's not for us" episode, you piece of garbage.
Yeah, like I don't get it. Like I don't have the brain capacity to retain what happened a conversation ago, or even just one sentence ago in a conversation. Like, just hold that shit in there. If you want to delete a picture,
delete the picture.
But hold a fucking sentence or something in there, so I know like what I'm referencing or what I need to reference. But I also don't fucking get it because, oh man, old man,
that's what's gonna be. Get off my fucking digital lawn.
No, but like, without trying to sound like old man, like,
it's going to be impossible.
I understand that Snapchat was doing like video daily diaries before Instagram was doing them.
Right. Instagram just like hijacked it, and then Facebook also hijacked it. Now we're doing
Instagram stories, we're doing Facebook stories, because Snapchat already did that and we just stole it. So if the, like, my problem with social media is that there's too many. Like, why can't, like, I can do all of that shit in Instagram.
But in a way, I'm glad that there are too many, because it filters out the people and the things that I don't want to do. Like, I wouldn't want all of my social media to be like Facebook or Instagram or Snap. Like, I want to decide for myself. Like, I like Twitter and I like Instagram, and that's basically it, because I feel like I have more control over the things that I see on my Twitter feed are mainly, like, and I know that you get stuff from other people like this thing, but it's not garbage that you see.
We are going to get into that.
Oh. It's not the garbage. Like, you get a lot of weird stuff. I don't know if you're on it more than I am, or if you're more sensitive to seeing stuff on your feed than I am.
I am a big Twitter user. I'm on Twitter daily. If you need to get a hold of me,
tweet me.
You don't have my number, tweet me. I'm on Twitter all the fucking time. Like, Twitter is a great resource for news and artwork. Like, everything.
Blow by blow, sports event stuff.
Exactly. Like, I'm a big sports guy, big, you know, hockey off season right now, but like, I'm getting all of the unnecessary, like, potential, like, I'm seeing it's Twitter feeds that are, if the NHL contracted from 31 teams to 12, who would the 240 remaining players be? Like, all kinds of great content like that, that I am on Twitter for. And, you know, you also get all of the artwork, you know, tons of artists. Yeah, they're all on Instagram. Instagram is the visual medium, but hey, you can also put pictures on Twitter. So, yeah, like, I mean, Twitter gives me everything I need and a little bit too much, because as we've talked about, and this is a real fucking hatred of mine, and I don't know what to fucking do about it, because I can't get it to stop unless I am blocking individual accounts.
Do it.
Muting
you
individual.
Hate them.
No, like muting words, muting hashtags. So there's a weird Venn diagram crossover of podcasters and wrestling fans.
Podcasters, comic books, wrestling.
Right.
That's the diagram.
So, podcasters, comic books, in the middle of the circles is wrestling fans. And oh my God, I don't hate wrestling.
Are you sure? But you hate their fans. That's what you're here to say. You hate wrestling fans.
I don't hate wrestling fans. I hate Like, I'm not into wrestling. I don't fucking care. Yeah. The people that I am friends with on Twitter, they love wrestling. That's fucking great.
Because you hate them.
But the problem with Twitter is, like, if our good buddy Ponch from the Case in Point podcast, if he likes some wrestling tweet, I see that tweet. I don't need to see that. I don't need to see what you're liking. If Ponch, I love you to death. This is just an example. This is not personal.
This is a direct hate.
If Ponch specifically tweets something about wrestling, I should absolutely see it because he is someone that I follow and want to see the content of. But I get so much shit that's like, there's a wrestler named Asuna. She's some Asian chick. I love it. Love that content.
Hey, that was for another podcast.
But it's too much content because it's like, oh, so-and-so follows this person. I'm like, look, I don't care that Sorgatron and, you know, Ryan78 and Ponch and all these other people I follow love wrestling. I don't love wrestling. I don't need to know who they're following. Get that fucking shit out of my feed. It's too much. It's too much wrestling in my feed. I hate it so bad. It's turning me against wrestling. And I don't want to hate wrestling, but it's making me hate it.
You always send me like, oh, I'm going to mute this word. And I'm like, you're a maniac.
I muted WWE and it didn't matter. My feed is still 50% wrestling. I had to mute SummerSlam today.
That's amazing. I'm flipping through Twitter right now. I have yet to come across, there are cats. I see cats. I don't like cats, but they're there. They're children. I don't like children.
I have,
but they're
so
there.
Much.
I haven't seen one. You've been going off for 35 minutes now. I haven't seen one wrestling thing.
I have so much cat stuff in my Twitter feed, but I love it. I can't get enough of it. But the wrestling stuff, like, I don't give a shit. Like, wrestling, you know, whatever. But it's too much. I look at my Twitter feed to get artist stuff, sports stuff. Like, I don't care about wrestling. I like the something that I get all the time is the 70s sports account.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't follow it, but I may as well because a handful of people that I follow it, so I may as well follow it because I get 70s sports shit all the time and I do love it, and I think that's why I keep showing up, because I always click the pictures. Because that shit is fucking gold. But I don't necessarily want it. Like, Twitter, as much as I am a Twitter fan and I love Twitter, go back to the old desktop format, please, and just give us our feeds chronologically. Everyone wants it. Why are you not fucking doing it, you pieces of garbage? You complete trash. Just give us chronological order. Same with Instagram. Give the people
what they fucking want!
Matt, do you hate anything?
Not that bad, no.
I am hot. I'm sweating. I'm so filled with rage.
You know what the beauty of that is? That was my hate.
You know what I fucking hate?
No, but that was also my
fucking hate. Oh, okay. It was
too much wrestling in my Twitter feed.
We have interactive hates tonight.
Matt, the thing that I really hate is like when you're walking somewhere and the person walking in front of you doesn't like know what they're doing or where they're going or how the flow of human trafficking works. I said that wrong, didn't I?
Oh my God.
Matt doesn't hate human trafficking. Matt hates that it's not organized enough.
They're like, can't we scoop these fucking young ladies up quick enough? I mean, I got quotas to make here.
Pack that bitch up. I gotta go.
It just needs to be more organized. Don't you think?
Yeah, I guess I would like to buy humans more speedily. Sure. Do we have a self-checkout?
I feel like we could have 2-day shipping on that shit.
Human Prime. So, Matt, you don't like slow walking people is what you meant to say.
It's not just slow walking people. It's people that, like, even if you're going slow, could you at least do it in a straight line? This, like, meandering, like,
zigzagging bitch
on that track.
Like, because she's trying to juke the
life.
It's like, but it's so floaty.
I'm sorry, he or she.
She's trying to juke the track.
It's definitely a woman. Sorry.
It's not zigzaggy. It's just like floaty and kind of bouncing off of imaginary walls, but just enough to stay in my fucking way as I'm trying to like get around you and get where I need to go. I know exactly the place that I need to be. And Paul, I know when I need to be there. But the person in front of me has no concept about where they're going, where, why they're going there, or where they are in the first place. It's so annoying. I can tell that by the back of their head.
Matt, I'm with you. Rules of the road apply to pedestrians. If
yes.
If you're going slow, you step to the right. If there's only room for two fucking people, you stay to the fucking right. Obey the rules of the road because they apply everywhere. It makes life easier. If you're a fuck up, someone should fucking kill you.
I hate whenever... So say you're going to a doorway and another person is going to a doorway and you can tell that you're going
to... Are you coming to each other? Yeah. Like you're facing
You're coming
each other?
From opposite direct... Like
somebody's coming from the left, somebody's
coming from the right. And you can tell like at the speed that they're walking that you're going to run into them. I slow down. But then I'll watch them, and then they will also slow down.
Or like, then they change directions at the last minute, Ian. It's like, I want to cut your fucking head off for doing
like
that.
Like, I slowed down so that there is no chance that there will be any kind of interaction with you, motherfucker. So then you speed up, but you unfortunately don't speed up quick enough because you can't run into the doorway. So you speed up, and it's a uncomfortable like, oh, you, after you. Like, I fucking hate it.
All right, is there...
I wish I could shoot them right there. Not really, you know.
This reminds me...
I wish I could give them a noogie right there.
Not severe enough. This reminds me of one of my hatreds. So you're coming down a two-lane road, and there's a fucking pedestrian walker. And you see a car coming from the other direction, and you just fucking know that your speeds are lining up, that the pedestrian, their car, and your car are all going to have to squeeze through this little bit at the same fucking time. It's so fucking irritating. I hate it.
No, it's Paul's turn now. Yeah, it's back to Paul because he didn't get a chance to properly put his name on a hate because I named a hate and he was like, I'm all about it.
Oh, that was that was the best hate. Wrestling in my fucking Twitter feed. Come on. I mean, just the way social media is handled. Like, give us what we want. They purposefully don't give us what we want. And I'm specifically
right,
talking about
because
Twitter
we're
and Instagram.
All going to be there no matter what.
I've stopped going on as frequently. I can't handle
how much
I can't handle
as
it.
Frequently. You were just saying that you're an all day Twitter user.
Not some days.
Don't lie.
No, I'm not anymore because Twitter changed their desktop layout and it doesn't. It's like so if you're on some other program and then you go back to Chrome or Safari or whatever, the tab will be like Twitter and then like five in parentheses. You have five new tweets. And then you go in there, and it automatically loads the five, and you scroll up. That's the old way.
Yeah.
Now it's like, who the fuck knows what's happening? Like, you need to specifically go to that Twitter tab, and then everything loads. But you better know the last tweet up in your feed so you can go find it, and then chronologically get back to where you are, because it's the fucking Wild West right now, and it's at the it's unfucking usable. So over the last couple weeks since they changed this over, like, if I'm not reading your tweets, if you're sad that I didn't like your tweet, it's because I didn't fucking see it, because Twitter is a bunch of fuck faces.
Are you sad about that, Ian?
I'm not. I don't tweet all that often. I'm more of a passive Twitter user. Like, I look at things, find news, I like some stuff. I go on some wrestling fucking Twitter pages.
You know what I fucking hate? I hate the business model of video games in 2019.
Oh, no. What?
I used to love video games so much, Ian. Waiting for the next game to come out, and you buy it and you enjoy it. But now games are either like free to play with, you know, like you have to pay for levels or characters or any like weapons and shit.
All right, I'm gonna need some quick former video game background. I don't want this to be a big thing because I hate video game talk. Ugh.
It's so weird.
How?
God damn. I hate that you hate it.
How did video games work?
What do you mean, how did they work?
Like, how, like, you don't like how they're doing things now. How was it when you liked it?
You went to the store, you bought the game, and you played the game. You own the game, that's it.
And then...
Oh, easy. Easy peasy.
Right.
Sounds like something we would love.
Then you have online content. And
online content.
You can play with other players online. And that sounds like something that we would love, too, right?
No.
I mean...
I wouldn't. I mean,
in theory, like, so you're... Like, your boy is across town, and you want to play a game with your buddy.
Yeah.
In theory, that sounds like fun, right?
Yeah, I get that. And I know enough about video game culture that, like, the three of us hooking up to play a video game, like, that's a positive feature if we wanted that. But aren't there a lot of video games now where you are forced to play with strangers? You don't get to just play the game. You're like, you need to log on to the United States, and you get to play some little fuck-faced prick that's going to curse your fucking brains out because he's better than you, because he is, because
that's all he
we're
does.
Not dexterous anymore.
Right, like, because rewind the time back whenever Super Mario Brothers 3 came out, like, would we crush every fucking 30-year-old, 40-year-old that popped on and tried to play
yeah,
Mario
you old
Brothers?
Bitch! Like, suck my dick!
Yeah, right?
Suck my dick, Dad! Yeah.
says the NES fucking online feed. Like, yeah! Yes! And that's what's happening to us, because we're old fucking grandpas to these Adderall'd
up. Yeah, but here's the thing, Ian.
12-year-olds.
When we were playing Super Mario Brothers 3, we could just go play it. We didn't have to play it. We weren't forced to play it with somebody else. And, like, we didn't have to share the level with the rest of the universe. We could just go and play it ourselves. So many games are forced online, and online gaming is really cool when it, like, if you and I were playing online, I'm sure it would be fun.
Yeah.
But if it's me and little Tommy that's, you know, 8 years old and he's way better than me, and I got to play with him on, like, Destiny or something, which...
No, you're not playing fucking Tommy. You're playing, like, Caden.
You just scared the shit out of me coming behind me. Now
you're not playing Tommy. Tommy's a 1940s name. You're playing, like, Graham or some bullshit.
Graham. That's a millennial name. Yeah, Matt. Like, we have equal amounts of time to get as good as we can at the game. Right. Whereas Tommy, unlimited time. And this is his, not only his job, his passion.
Right, right. So, I hate that. I hate, like, downloadable content that you have to buy. Just, like, put that shit, collect it and put it in the sequel.
Is there a free game that you would enjoy? Because, like, all these free games like Fortnite and PUBG and all that, like, I don't like first-person shooters anyway. But all that stuff, I'm like, oh, that's all garbage that I would never play anyway.
Right. Well, I do like first-person shooters. Not as much as I used to, because I think they're all very samey now. But back when, like, the first Halo came out, it felt like you were playing a story, kind of. And the game just felt, like, better than other first-person shooters of its time. But I don't want to talk about things that I like, Ian. I want to talk about how, like, there's a new Call of Duty every year. Things become oversaturated. There's a new Madden every year, and it's $60 to go from last year to this year. But seriously, what are the enhancements anymore? They're so minor. I hate that EA has the exclusive license to the NFL to make football video games. What do you think that does to the market, Ian? Tell me.
I think that whenever you have sole control over a license, it makes you fat and lazy, and you do not improve on last year's game at all because there's nobody pushing you to make you do it.
I hate that you are so right there, because that is exactly the way that it is.
It is. I agree. There hasn't unfortunately been
competition in the NFL video game space for 2005. 14 years?
Mm-hmm.
That's insane.
Since Terrell Owens was a legitimate cover athlete on one of those games.
That's right. He was on the cover of ESPN NFL 2K5.
Yes, he was.
Formerly of Sega Sports Parish.
So we're mad. Now we're hating that there's no competitor to EA to Madden.
Yes, I do hate that.
True. Is there a competitor to the NHL franchise?
No,
I don't know. I've been out anymore of the game. I think EA just runs the sports show.
Yeah.
Is there are there multiple basketball games?
Yeah, there are.
Does EA still try basketball? Do they still make live?
They make live, but 2K is the gold standard of basketball game.
If 2K were still allowed to make football, they would make the best football game available.
I agree with that. I think that that's correct. And that's coming from somebody that never really, I played 2K. I didn't love 2K. It wasn't really my game. I was always either a Madden or a Game Day guy. I like Game Day. Yeah, that was my game. I totally agree, because EA has really sat on its laurels, and they've proven that they don't want to innovate. They don't want to make anything better.
Their innovations are gimmicks.
There was something that I watched the other day, Matt. I'll have to send it to you. Maybe I'll post it on the feed. There's a YouTube video out there that it's like, these are all the old Madden franchise features and the things that came with franchise mode that are no longer available. And these are things that they incorporated in 04, 05. And they just took out of the game, and all these cool different things that just accelerated and changed the way the franchise mode worked. And that's the part of the game that's most engrossing. It's like playing a story whenever you're playing a franchise.
Well, it is, but I always felt like the gameplay compared to the 2K game was lacking in Madden.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt like the blocking was a lot less realistic. The way that the characters would move on the screen was less realistic.
Now, Matt, did you get the new Madden? I know that we were talking.
No,
the other
I did
day.
Not get it yet. I might get it.
I'm gonna get it.
I kind of want to. I want to play it, but I know me, man. I have no time. I'll play three games and then I'll buy Madden 21 in 12 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that'll be the way it'll go.
This is what happens with me every year: is that I buy Madden in the summer. I play it a couple of times. I'm like, I don't like it all that much. And then I watch the Steelers season unfold. And however good or bad the Steelers season is how much veracity I'm going to attack Madden in February. This past year, I was like, I'm going to fucking go on there and I'm going to make sure that they draft Devin Bush and I'm going to fix the Steelers defense. It depends on the Steelers season, weirdly, how much enjoyment I get out of Madden.
Well, hopefully, you love hopefully the Steelers.
I just put it down and
Right. What else do I hate about video games today? I hate what are they called? The Battle Royale games have kind of taken
over. Yeah, your Fortnites, your PUBGs.
I've never played one of those, Ian, and I'm proud to say I've never played one of those, and I never will play one of those ever. Never. It's not going to happen.
I feel like you might play one day.
Don't you think?
You know, whenever you get, you get weak one night, you're
seriously think
at home by yourself and you're just
to hold true to that virtue.
You're pretty stubborn, but I don't know. You're also curious. You're stubborn and curious.
I'm a little curious.
So one night, you never know.
I hate that I'm so curious.
A little frisky. Just want to see what the kids are doing.
What else you got, Ian? Hey, wait. You know what?
I think
I have
I feel like it's still Paul's turn, to be honest.
I have a lightning round of hate.
Ooh, let's do it.
I like this. I like this a lot.
You got to go quick. I'm going to throw them out. There's just like maybe 12 things I'm going to throw at you, and you come back with quick answers, okay?
Oh, I can't promise a quick answer if it's something that I really latch on
to. Either of us, or we both get to go.
Let's.
Well, we should probably alternate because, like, if Ian hears the first one that you answer, then he'll have a minute to formulate, right? So we'll bounce back and forth. Unless you feel strongly about your hate and you got to get it out there, you can get it out there.
I like it.
Okay. All right. So lightning round. Ian, most hated food.
Oh, anything with white sauce, like Alfredo, fucking, disgusting. Mayonnaise, get the fuck out of here. The other day, I went to a restaurant, ordered a sub. The normal way that their Italian sub came, Bob's Subs in Natrona Heights. How dare you put mayonnaise on my sub as a standard fucking thing to do? How could you do that? It was the worst fucking experience of my life.
You love leaning into your black half. Why don't you try
it's
to
disgusting
your white half and enjoy the fucking beauty of life? It's like Alfredo sauce and mayonnaise, which should have been on the love episode.
It really should have, but guess what? It found its way on the hate episode. You know why? Because it's all fucking garbage. Go ahead, lightning round.
Most hated food, onions. Disgusting and all their incarnations.
That's really weird. Onions, not even onion rings.
The only respectable onion ring is Wild Wings onion rings because it just tastes like breading.
Well, I believe the correct answer we were looking for this was mushrooms, but that's okay.
Also you know gross. What? Yes.
Oh, are we all
three
agreement?
Three round hate, 3-star hate.
All right, Paul. What is your most hated genre of music? If you say metal, I will stab you to death.
Oh, man. Most hated genre. Hated genre of music. I don't know. I really don't. Ian, do you have a hated genre of music?
I fucking hate country music. I'm sorry. It fucking all sounds the same. It's garbage, hick nonsense.
Early 2000s.
Come at me.
Early 2000s rap rock. Can I pick that?
Yeah, you can pick that.
Like,
you can pick whatever you want, actually.
I would rather kill myself than have Papa to listen Roach. To Linkin Park.
I love all
and
that
And I know
stuff.
People love Linkin Park, but I think early Linkin Park is fucking awful. Oh, I also hate ICP. I think ICP is probably the worst.
ICP is not a genre.
That's a band, but
well,
I feel
Paul,
like it's
Paul,
a genre.
You're going off script here. Well, or you're reading ahead, actually. Because, Ian, most hated band.
Oh, wait, you didn't do most hated genre of music, Matt.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Rap.
Rap? Ugh.
Yeah.
What kind of rap? Gangster rap?
Yeah, like the
traditional
gangster
rap, stuff. Modern
no,
rap?
No, I enjoy, like, the kind of the classic rap. What's it called? Like
Run DMC?
The fun stuff. The stuff that
is
isn't
that,
filled with...
Huh. But you don't like gangster rap? You don't like...
What's it classified as, though? Because I thought...
I thought
80s was... Not classic anymore.
Oh,
80s
no,
80s is
else.
Like golden age rap. And
you
then
what?
And then
90s
what's
is
classic. 90s is classic.
I mean, as we get older, because what is classic rock? Classic rock continues to progress.
No, classic rock is still DVE.
Yeah, well, but don't they play Pearl Jam on DVE
yeah,
now,
classic
man?
Classic rock is still like Zeppelin, AC/DC.
I don't think there's like a solidified like this is golden age hip hop, but like old, I would call it
old school
hip hop.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying.
Is like Run DMC, old LL Cool J,
and then classic is the Chronic.
No, I mean like that's 90s gangster rap, which is the Chronic, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, all that stuff. Yeah. N.W.A.
Yeah, I guess some of that's not so bad. It's like more the even more current stuff that's like a little.
Oh, Matt, I can get down with you on that.
Angrier
I fucking I don't dislike angry hip hop. I just hate like the trip hop stuff that's happening now.
What's the money flaunting shit?
Oh, that's like Cash Money, Juvenile.
What's
Lil Wayne?
I heard they call it mumble rap.
Mumble rap. I fucking hate that. It has less to do with flaunting cash because that's a staple of hip hop. throughout the years. But like mumble rap is fucking terrible. So I will get down with you on that. Mumble rap's awful.
I hate party country. I hate this new fusion of like hip hop country where it's
like
just all
Florida,
about
Georgia Line.
Riding like our big truck into the mud pit and drinking beer and partying.
But don't you like that?
Hate it.
You
love that. No, I fucking hate that.
I'm a
Strait country guy. I like my country 90s.
With all that said, I can find a song in pretty much every genre that I like. You know what else I hate, though? Yacht rock.
I love yacht rock. How can you hate yacht rock? Yacht rock's so unassuming. It's so chill.
It's so, like, pointless.
It's so well constructed.
It's not. It just serves no purpose. Silence would serve the purpose better.
No.
Ian, most hated band.
Ah, fuck. Most hated band. Boy. And I know that you served this up to me earlier.
And you still got nothing.
Yeah, I still don't have anything for most hated band.
This is supposed to be a lightning round.
Yeah, pass. Come back to me. I'll get it in a little
bit. I'll give you one. Nirvana. Hate that.
I like Nirvana. That's fine.
I hate them. I hate grunge. I hate what it did to my beloved heavy metal.
I love that it killed
hair
metal.
Matt, your beloved heavy metal is still alive and well, just not in the United States.
No. Here's the deal, man. Grunge decided to come in with its like self-loathing attitude, and it killed the fun that was heavy metal.
Because all that like fucking pomp and circumstance was bullshit.
And it lasted until Kurt Cobain blew its brains all over the wall.
No, it lasted until fucking Fred Durst put that red hat on and turned it into rap rock. That's how long it lasted.
Okay, and finally, so it didn't kill heavy metal, but it sent it into hibernation for a while. And now, thankfully, you know, praise the Lord, heavy metal's back, as strong as it's ever been. And
that's arguable. I also disagree with you, Matt, on that, like, grunge killed heavy metal. I thought that heavy metal like did run all the through the 90s. Like it wasn't like it never was like super. It was never super mainstream anyway.
Well, no, but I mean, look at what heavy metal was in the late 80s and like all through the
80s.
What's
the last 80s mainstream legitimate heavy metal album?
Quiet Riot.
I don't know.
Do we call
the Lightning?
Is Metallica?
The Black Album?
No, the most recent one, Hardwired, whatever it's called.
Matt, I think your heavy metal died somewhere in the late 80s.
By the way, this is the
80s. Shittiest lightning round ever.
Right. Somewhere in the late 80s, it wasn't mainstream anymore, but metal has still existed, and like metal is huge. Metal has never faded outside of the U.S. Like the U.S. bails on
tons of
genres every fucking day. The United States like musical interest is so mercurial. Like whatever's new that day is that's what they go for. But at some point in the 80s, metal was the fucking shit. So what was the last album that really captured like national American audience? Because there were tons of albums after that. But what was the last biggest one?
I don't know, man. I don't know many that really broke through to the mainstream ever. Even like some of your hair metal bands, I don't know if they were necessarily mainstream.
Dr. Feelgood was gigantic.
Is that mainstream?
Yes.
Okay.
Dr. Feelgood had like 5 top 10 hits on it.
Okay.
Appetite for Destruction was enormous.
91?
It's arguably the top 10 albums of all time.
91?
Appetite was 89.
Okay.
87, then Lies was 89. So, but that's like... That's not traditional metal.
Right?
88, 89, or probably 90. But that's not traditional metal. Same with Aerosmith's Pump, which was 89, which was a fucking gigantic hit. But those aren't metal albums. Those are like rock albums.
Rock, hair metal, yeah. Right.
So what was the last metal album?
I don't know.
The Metallica album before the Black album? Because I know metal fans aren't really big fans of the Black album.
The last one, what?
What was the Metallica album before Black?
Injustice for All.
I would say that's probably the biggest metal album. And I wouldn't even say metal went dormant. Metal went dormant in the U.S. because, like I said, when you were away.
No,
Musical taste and mercurial. But metal has lived on. Like, metal still lives.
Yeah, I understand. But when you compare the popularity that it had in the late 80s compared to what it was pretty much through the 90s, and not just in the U.S., but all over the world, the festivals weren't as big through the 90s because a lot of the biggest bands were, like, had replacement singers or they were dormant. So the entire genre was, like, on hiatus for a decade.
Well, whose fault is that if they had replacement singers dormant?
It's partly, I think, the influence that grunge had, and I think that it's
Yeah, but those bands didn't get together with an agenda to shut down metal.
Also, I think that they did it to themselves. I mean, hair metal was kind of like what, you know, kind of spoiled it and killed it. And I think that grunge
hair metal was the one
was
that
born.
Took the biggest shot from grunge, right? Because hair metal, grunge was the response to hair metal.
Yes, right.
So hair metal killed metal.
Mostly, yes. But, you know, I like to point fingers at grunge because the sound's just icky. But let's get back to our lightning round.
I can't imagine what you were doing in the 90s whenever grunge was going on.
Well, here's the thing, Ian. There were still metal being
like
made.
Grunge and gangster rap, and you were probably just like, I can't hear it.
It's a wonder he didn't blow his brains out.
Some of the... No, that's what grunge fans do.
Shots fired. unintentional punnery because I'm not that smart.
Paul, most hated.
Oh, is this the next question?
Yeah.
Most hated. It's a most hated band. I still can't think of.
Wait, no. This is a new question, right?
Yeah.
I want to go back. Most hated band. Rage Against the Machine. Unlistenable. I can't do it. I fucking hate it. I don't like political shit. I don't like nonsense, just screaming. I like a good melody. I like a good vocal. I understand the musicianship of Tom Morello is out of this world. I acknowledge that. But Rage Against the Machine as a band as a whole, I would rather stab my fucking ears out with Matt's dick than listen to Rage Against the Machine. Next question.
Ian, most hated song.
Song. Why are these are so specific?
Well, you know, I had this little music clump, but we're getting out of that after this one. Paul, you got a most hated song?
Most hated song is, yeah, it's, I can't think of the name of it. It's a Christmas song. It's called, like, Gifts of Christmas.
Holy fuck.
It's mostly instrumental.
Fuck. Continue. I know my most hated song. Continue.
I can't think of the name. It was like Bells of Christmas, or it's about like shopping at the mall at Christmas.
Hum it.
I got mine.
I can't even hum it. But I know McSauce Nation is losing their minds. Okay. Yeah, it's
most hated genre of music. I recall whatever I said. I said country. I recall all of that. Christmas music is my most hated, despite like visceral. I didn't think of it as a genre really until right fucking now. It all crystallized for me.
I fucking love the orgasms you two are having, like
the hate gasms.
Like, how concurrently can I, how can as I, you're remembering things when the other's talking. How you're not listening to each other. You're
you're having.
We've just back to back
yeah, off each other. I think we have the same one. It's simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
It's the fucking worst.
It's the fucking worst. Paul McCartney, simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Worst song.
Fucking hands terrible down. Song. Worst genre. Christmas, go straight to fucking hell and never come back.
Is that worse than Feliz Navidad?
I like Feliz Navidad.
Matt,
how dare
Feliz
you?
Feliz Navidad is my favorite Christmas song. Hands down, I'm not even fucking with you. Feliz Navidad is my favorite Christmas song.
It's funny that you say that because it's my least favorite Christmas
song. Is it really? Is it your least favorite song of all time? Or
what's that?
Is it your least favorite song?
No, it can't be. There was this one song. I don't even remember what it was called, but I remember it was probably like 15 years ago, maybe. Yeah, something like that. I'm trying to remember how it went. I can't remember.
So okay.
The words were just weird. They weren't even words. I'm going to say them and they're not going to sound like anything. But yeah.
Can we agree that Christmas, not only because Christmas songs as a genre, like fucking make my flesh crawl.
Like all Christmas songs?
Like all Christmas songs, except for Feliz Navidad is fine. It's harmless. But all Christmas songs make me want to fucking throw up. Yeah. Because I hate fucking the Christmas season.
I love
so bad.
I love the classics. I don't like Christmas.
I don't like any of that shit.
I don't like fall. I don't like winter. I'm a summer kid.
I like fall.
I want it to be like if I was in Nightmare Before Christmas, I would live in fucking Summertown. I love summer all the time.
I don't think that was the choice.
All the fucking time.
Fourth of July town.
So Ian, your most hated holiday is Christmas?
I hate the Christmas season. I don't dislike Christmas the day, the eve. But the Christmas season, which starts in right now, actually, I guess it was. Don't you agree? Like, the season is stretched out too long. It bumps other holidays out of the way.
It weirdly ends abruptly, where it's like Christmas trees are like fucking on the curb on December 26th now.
I don't mind that. I mind whenever Christmas decorations are up. Halloween night.
Right.
Like, Christmas, we're just switching Halloween decorations.
We're supposed to go up on... I fucking hate this. Christmas decorations were supposed to go up on, like, December 1st, and they were going to stay up until at least New Year's. That's the way it fucking worked. You know why they call it the holidays, Ian? Because it's Christmas and New Year's. Those are the holidays. The two of them. Maybe even Christmas Eve. You can put that in there. But
like, instead, Thanksgiving Day, some fucking people have all their Christmas shit up, and I want to fucking stab them with a turkey bone right in their neck. Like, fucking stop.
Right.
You're
they
ruining Thanksgiving.
Have their toenails ripped out.
Goddamn. Let's throw it back to last episode. You know what I love? Thanksgiving.
Great fucking
holiday.
But that's the thing. Now when we say the holidays, we're talking about Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas. Fuck Christmas, New Year's. Doesn't count. It's nothing.
It's bullshit. You know what I hate? The fucking industrial complex of Christmas. The machine of Christmas.
The
steamrolling.
The capitalism of Christmas.
Fucking
I hate
bullshit.
That I can't think of the name of this fucking Christmas song. And I can't even think
of the simply
fucking
having
melody. No, that's the fucking worst. But the other one that I don't like is like... Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's there's like horror.
Oh shit! I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know it.
Yeah, yeah. It's
what?
Fucking horrible.
Oh, I do no. I totally
like
know
Christmas
what you're talking
presents
about.
It's or
not
something.
It's not ringing a bell. Keep going for real.
That's all I know.
That's all we know.
I know what you're talking about.
Do it one more time.
I fucking
do it one more
hate
time.
That. No,
seriously.
The
I'm not making fun.
There's horns and it's like. Ba bum 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 ba ba, and then it goes into like
da, da, da,
da, da, da, da. Yeah.
Great podcasting.
Ba 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 ba. It's fucking terrible.
I fucking hate that.
It's mostly horns. Fuck horns. And whoever thought the fucking saxophone was a good idea? Get your saxophone shit out of here, Matt. We briefly touched on Yacht Rock. I love Yacht Rock, but I don't like saxophone.
The premier saxophone. The staple of yacht rock.
I know.
That's why I love classic rock, but I hate a guitar. Right.
And I hate yachts, but I love yacht rock.
I hate Christmas. I also hate Christmas encroaching into other seasons. I hate Thanksgiving not getting its due.
Let's call it the Christmas.
I thought you were going to say I hate
the Christmas creep. Yeah, that's what it is. Because I like Christmas itself.
And I.
But stay in your fucking lane.
Just like one of the first things we hated. We don't like when holidays meander, like they don't know where the fuck they belong.
Wandering holidays.
And I don't like in mid-August when there's fucking Halloween candy. Motherfucker, we all love Halloween, but we love it at a certain time. It's too early. Let me enjoy summer. You don't put Halloween candy out until after Labor Day.
You know what August needs? August needs a goddamn holiday somewhere in there.
Back off Halloween.
Yeah, just push it off.
Halloween.
It's like a holiday buffer. And then there's all these
fucks on social media that are like, here's me on August 15th, and it's a skeleton dancing. Fuck
I want you to catch on fire.
I wish I knew where you'd live, because I would burn your fucking house down with you and your family in it.
Ian, what is your most hated movie?
The Goonies. Next.
You're a piece of shit. Paul, what is
Princess
your most
Bride.
Hated
Next.
TV show?
TV show?
My most hated 80s TV
show.
He just...
TV show, period? The Office.
He can't hate a TV Easily show.
The Office.
You guys are such fucking imbeciles.
What's your most hated movie? You movie lover? You piece of shit?
I love all movies, Ian. I'm an equal opportunity lover.
Movie lover.
I'm a movie lover.
I'm a cinephile.
You know what I hate? A cinephile.
You know what?
Is it a hate crime?
I think Terminator Genesis might be the worst fucking movie I've
it's
ever seen.
Bad, but I don't know about the worst. Have you ever walked out of a movie?
I think we walked out of The Nutcracker.
fucking Christmas.
You know what? My least favorite movie would be The Village, because that's a movie I would have walked out of if the twist had happened right before the credits. The Village made me so mad.
It was fine.
I also really hated Battlefield Earth, John Travolta's Battlefield Earth.
Ultraviolet was a movie that I rented and I turned off after 15 minutes. But the worst movie that I think that I've ever seen in my life is Hollywood Homicide.
Oh, that was terrible.
With Harrison Ford. I love him. Andre 3000 is in that movie. Huh. I love him. Josh Hartnett is also in there. I love him. And I love Hollywood. I love some Homicide. Hated it.
I can't think of a TV show that I just hate. But certainly, you know, it's funny you say that because I love The Office.
Overrated. I've never even seen an entire episode of, but Friends, get the fuck out of here. Everybody stop telling me to watch
Friends. I used
to think
that wasn't that good, but I watched a season of it off of Netflix. It was pretty good.
Yeah,
it was enjoyable.
I don't think I have a most hated TV show, but I like there are tons of shows that I think are insanely overrated, and The Office is at the absolute top of that list.
See, I feel like I would put like those Marvel shows or the DC shows.
But I don't think that any of those are like overrated.
Well, the,
like the
no,
like,
it's hated though. Like I fucking,
hated.
Yeah, like.
But you hate Daredevil, or do you just dislike it?
It fucking Daredevil. It should be awesome, and it was like.
It was pretty cool.
Anyway,
Daredevil was pretty great. Like Yacht Rock is.
Paul, who's your most hated actor?
Pretty great. Oh man.
I can't hate an actor.
I'm sorry, actress.
Oh.
Most hated.
Of course. Nice way to trap actor. Him.
This is horrible for a speed round because there's just so many options. Like there's just a fucking Rolodex of garbage. I just can't pick.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Actress.
Every actress is good. This is 2019. There are no bad actresses.
Wow. He served that right back at me. Nice.
Can I use bad performance?
Your most hated performance.
How civilized?
I don't know. I thought I had something. I don't. Like, I don't think I... Ian, what do you got? Hated actor?
Hated performance?
Hated actor, hated performance?
Oof.
I don't like post Pirates 1 Johnny Depp. I think Johnny Depp is a big turd after the first Pirates of the Caribbean. Most hated actor, Jeff Bridges. I fucking hate Jeff Bridges because Jeff Bridges was like, oh my God, Big Lebowski is so fucking cool, and everyone loves me. And now I'm just going to be Big Lebowski.
See, every movie that I'm in. Opinion because it's fucking wrong because you're a moron. No, this is what happened. He was in True Grit, and he was like, oh, well, I'm a legitimate cowboy now, and I can barely talk with these fucking chompers in my mouth. And then he became that cowboy from True Grit in every single thing that he did, because he was different. Like, he did the Big Lebowski in the 90s, and he still was in other movies. Like, he was different in Iron Man. He wasn't the dude that was the evil fucking villain in Iron Man.
He was the dude bald.
No, he wasn't. Get the fuck out of here. Look, no, he wasn't.
Jeff Bridges,
no, he wasn't. Look. Don't argue with me about this, because he wasn't.
Look, Jeff Bridges thinks...
He might
Johnny
stink,
Depp
but...
thinks they hit a certain point, and they were like, this is all I need to be now. You know who else fucking stinks? Bill Murray. Bill Murray's last good movie was, what, Groundhog Day? Groundhog Day, Ghostbusters, What About Bob? Whatever one came out last, that was his last good movie. And don't fucking tell me Zombieland, because it was a fucking cameo and it doesn't count. Bill Murray fucking sucks, because Bill Murray only plays Bill Murray. So, yeah, Bill Murray, Johnny Depp, Jeff Bridges, top three. Get them the fuck out of my face.
Your list is really fucking stupid, and I hate it. The most hated actor should be Jaden Smith.
too easy.
But who? But like, who
too
gives
easy.
A
you're
shit
giving
about
you're
Jaden
giving
Smith.
Everyone a layup.
But who?
That's
gives
like
a
saying the worst movie's Battlefield Earth. Yeah, a fucking course it is. It's a fucking layup. Have your own opinion, Matt. Go against the grain. Give us some friction,
Ian. Ian, what is your most hated smell?
Smell. I mean, wouldn't it be like garbage or... No, fish. A, like, it can be old fish or sushi fish. Go fucking fuck yourselves with all kinds of fish and seafood and lobster and all that shit. Like, seafood is my least favorite smell.
Slow your
and
roll.
Food.
Slow your roll, Playboy.
I
lobster doesn't smell
what
like
your
fish.
Least favorite food was, and I don't remember hearing anything about seafood and crustaceans.
I just remembered. All that stuff is garbage. Also, mayo. Disgusting.
Does
but
that have a smell?
Yeah, it smells amazing.
Like, it smells disgusting. But yeah, lobster, all seafood is despicable. You're eating fucking... you're eating insects... That's what you're eating. That's what crustaceans are. They're big bugs that you're crunching up in your mouth and like getting the guts all out. Fucking happy birthday to you, motherfuckers. It's bug guts that you're eating.
But they're big, meaty bugs. You're getting
I'm sorry. Disgusting. I don't even know what the question
was.
How
much satisfaction are you getting out of like a house bug? Zero. Paul. But a giant ocean bug? Delicacy.
Disgusting.
Paul, what's
everybody
your most
go
hated
to hell.
Food?
Onions.
I don't know why I asked that. Most hated smell.
Rotting leaves.
Rotting leaves. That's fall. It's fine.
No. fall is fun,
fall,
but
new,
at the end of fall when all that shit has been piling up or actually in the spring when all of that shit has piled up in gutters over the winter, and then the
gutters
the spring
is like,
sun.
Oh, I have to clean these gutters.
Yeah, rotten leaves and various rotten foliage. That's the absolute worst smell. I would rather smell vomit or dog shit. Like rotten leaves instantly makes me vomit.
All right, we have a few more. We gotta treat these like real lightning round.
All right,
Ian, most hated superhero.
Superman.
Deadpool.
Well, you know what? Just to keep it different, Harley Quinn.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a really good one. Ian, you're sucked.
I liked Paul, to hate mine.
Paul, lightning round, okay? Most hated sports team.
Anaheim Ducks.
Baltimore Ravens. Don't even look at me.
Philadelphia Flyers. Most hated city.
Boston.
Really? They have great accents. Oh, hated city. No.
Terrible accents.
City.
Boston.
Cleveland.
Boston is still allowed to be legally racist and sexist and homoist. And then so they get a pass because they're Boston. So Boston's the fucking worst.
So is the entire South.
Yeah, but they
legally can do that.
Yeah, but South is kind of romantic.
I do declare. Matt?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Islamabad.
Ugh.
I mean, I assume it's probably not a great place to be. Paul, would you say?
I don't even know where that's at. Is that a real place?
I don't know. Okay. Your most hated grammatical error.
Probably the Oxford comma.
Is it an error to use it or not an error to use it?
I think it's unnecessary. You don't need it.
It's typically unnecessary.
It's overly clarifying. If you're remotely fucking smart, you don't need it. If you're a fucking dumb moron, you fucking need it. You don't fucking need the Oxford comma unless you are retarded.
So you never need it.
Never need it.
So we're speaking grammar. We're talking about things and the way that we say things
as
well.
Say things or write them.
Stereo. It's stereo. Matt?
Werewolves.
What is it?
It's werewolves.
That's going to do it for us tonight. My name is Paul McGinty.
Ian Sharpley.
And I'm Matt Casale.
And we will see you next time.
Hate you, bitches.